Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed. But good afternoon to you, Pastor Gumpo.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
No, I'm okay.
Lovely.
I'm okay, God has been good.
Lovely. Happy Independence Day.
Ah, thank you so much.
Yeah. Lovely. Now, Pastor, we are continuing to talk about growing in Christ. A beautiful introduction, by the way, yesterday you gave us onto this subject. Now, while he was on earth, Christ lived a pure and blameless life of love, and he did this with the same human limitations that we have. But since humanity's fallen nature makes us incapable of living perfect lives through our own power, it is impractical to expect, expect the same from us, that Christ actually was be able to achieve. Well, we are going to be getting into this discussion with the pastor. In fact, I think we lost him there, so we probably just going to try and see if we can get a hold of him. So can we actually expect the same from every one of us that we expected, because I mean, he was an unfallen human being, was he not? And yet he was without sin, and he actually is our perfect example. But can we truly reach that perfect example? So we're going to be talking to him in a short bit, because when we're living here in this world, we have a prime example, you know, that is set by Christ while he was here on earth, and we want to understand that example and what that example was about, and if it is at all reachable. Can we be able, in our might, to follow that example? So yeah, let's actually try and get a hold of a pastor. I think he's got lost there a little bit. The line, Pastor Gumpo, are you back on the line?
Yes, I'm back on the line. Sorry, the direct call. Apologies.
Okay, that's fine. Now, please tell us about the example set by Jesus while he was here on earth.
Okay. Before I have to remind us that God, being Jesus, he lived among us and understood us as sinners as we are. I'm sure this one is clear. Now, you know, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he came to earth as a perfect being. He was fully equal to God. Yeah, he lived among us. He lived among us, he demonstrated the perfect example of how we should live and grow in our relationships with God. Although he was perfect, we can still emulate his example, because he provided us with the perfect model to follow. Jesus showed us what it means to love unconditionally, to serve selflessly, and to obediently submit to God's will. He taught us, he taught us the importance of humility. He taught us the importance of forgiveness. He taught us the importance of compassion and righteousness. Jesus' example, so it does invites us to a life of self-sacrifice, seeking the well-being of others and living a life characterized by faith and hope. So it's possible for us to grow in Christ and also follow his footsteps. Remember yesterday we said growing in Christ is growing and becoming like him. So yes.
Yeah, and becoming like him. And I want to actually just follow on that. Can we truly and really follow that example, especially considering that he was a perfect being, equal to God, as you suggested? How can we emulate such a being? I mean, is it even possible, Pastor?
It is possible through the Holy Spirit. We cannot be like God ourselves. I mean, we were born and sharpened in iniquity. It is the power that waketh in us, Paul says, the power that waketh in us, that can make us be like God. So we need the power, because we ourselves, we are sinners, born sharpened in iniquity. We are Our nature, our DNA runs sin. So we need God to help us. If we fully surrender ourselves to God, then God can make us whole and shape us to be exactly like Him.
I think this is a tough ask, though, eh? I truly, truly think. In fact, I really do think that it's unfair because the man was, as you say, was God himself, was perfect, never fallen. And you suggested that, in fact, our nature is that of sinfulness. And so, truly, the two just cannot live side by side. Yes, I hear you that you say through Christ it can be achieved, etc., etc. But do we have an example of actually a person who actually reached this high standard?
Yeah, we have some in the Bible. Before I answer that one, I'll give you a very short explanation on that one. You know, Adam and Eve were created perfect, and it was their choice to continue perfect. That's why Jesus becomes the second Adam.
Mm-hmm.
He was also born perfect. He had a choice to continue in perfection or continue in sinfulness, just like Adam. Why? Because the same way Adam was tempted is the same way Jesus was tempted. So, yes, we are born in sin, but we are not born with sin, should I say. We are born in sin, born by sinners, but we have a choice to continue in that life or leave ourselves to God. So we have some examples who were born in sin. We have Enoch, he was born in sin, but the Bible clearly states that he walked with God to a point that God said, no, this man needs to go to heaven with me. We have the prophet Elijah. He walked in the same earth, but he ended up going to heaven. Why? Because he lived alongside with God.
Yeah. And I noticed that these examples are way before Christ was even born. And, you know, and now he is born, and we, after his birth, were then expected and are still expected to actually emulate him. And, you know, ever since Christ was born, I'm looking, man, I don't see anyone. I don't see anyone. And I think this standard is extremely high to the extent that I suspect that it's unattainable. Pastor?
Hey, yeah. You know, we might wonder if it's possible for imperfect beings like us to emulate the example of Jesus, who was perfect and equal. Yeah, it's a wonder. But, you know, while we will never attain his perfect, sinless nature, we can still strive to follow his teachings and embody his character. I know it's, you know, when we look at each other, you know, before we even look at each other, the moment I look at myself, you know, I ask myself, is this thing really possible? You know, the problem is we look at others. Before we even look at others, we need to look at ourselves and see the state that we are in. But the Apostle Paul encourages us in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. I love this verse where he says, follow my example. Ha! That's a human being like us. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. It's something else. A man like us. I mean, we are talking about a Paul who was once a martyr. But he comes to a point where he is converted by Jesus. And he says, no, you know what? Follow me as I follow the example of Christ. So through the power of the Holy Spirit, God can change a thief into a pastor. You know, God can change anyone, can change a murderer like Paul into an apostle. So it is very possible. So through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can grow in Christ-likeness and reflect his character to the world.
Yeah, true. Well, true. Not easy at all. What are we, or what are their building blocks, rather, for spiritual growth, if at all?
Yeah, you know, to grow in Christ, we need to establish a strong spiritual foundation. Yeah, we need to really establish a strong spiritual foundation. We have number one, which is prayer. Prayer, you know, prayer is exactly our direct line of communication with God, just like I am talking to you right now. It is through prayer that we develop an intimate relationship with Him. You know, it is through prayer that we seek His guidance. It is through prayer that we find strength and wisdom. So as Christians, regular and fervent prayer deepens our connection with God and invites Him to work in our lives. And also reading the Bible. Those who are listening, you can write Psalms 119, verse 105 to 107. You know, the Bible is God's word, is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. So by immersing ourselves in God's word, we gain knowledge of His will. We gain even His character and His teachings. So the Bible provides guidance, correction, and inspiration for our spiritual growth. And also applying what we learn. We talked about it yesterday. We need to apply. You know, we need not to just read and stop there, but we need to apply. So spiritual growth involves more than just acquiring knowledge. It requires applying what we hear God saying. So it is, you know, a lot of Christians, a lot of us, we are so informed, but we are not transformed. We know the truth, but the truth does not transform us. So we need to apply what we hear. We need to apply what we learn. And we also need to meet with other believers. You know, fellowship with other believers is essential for our spiritual growth. I mean, gathering together encourages us, and it also strengthens us. So we learn from one another to carry each other's burdens and to even share our experiences and make each other grow in Christ.
Beautiful. Well, Pastor, your parting shot as we let you go.
Thank you.
Yes, I want to know, what is your parting shot? What's the message that you'd like to leave with the listeners on this subject?
Thank you. As followers of Christ, we have been called to grow in His likeness. You know, though we cannot attain His perfection ourselves, we can bring ourselves to the Holy Spirit to shape us. I love the song that says, "Mold me and make me like you." So by establishing the building blocks for spiritual growth, which are prayer, reading the Bible, applying what we have, and even meeting with others, we can grow our relationship with God and reflect His character to the world. Let us commit ourselves, my dear friends, to the journey of growing in Christ, knowing that the Holy Spirit empowers us and transforms us. May we continually, you know, my dear listeners, and become more like Jesus, loving and serving others and bringing glory to our Heavenly Father. May God bless us all.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Pastor, thank you so much for your time. We're going to be connecting with you again last time tomorrow, same time and same place.
Thank you. May God bless you.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.